This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
That's right. I'm talking to my vlog. Now I'm just talking to you. I'm turning this thing off. It is bright and early. Bright and early. 6 a.m. I'm in the man cave. Josh Wolf just texted me. Can you podcast Monday? Fuck yeah, I can, Josh. I got to go to the dermatologist, though. I'm going to the dermatologist for the first time in a long time. So I thought I'd wake up with you guys. I was laying in bed. I don't do solo podcasts often, but I'm going to start doing them a little more often this month because I'm getting more comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with the unless you're Bill Burr, you got fucking a bunch of genius shit to say off the top of your head. Sometimes it seems ego driven, but I'm getting more comfortable with that. I'm getting more comfortable with that. I had a crazy dream that my buddy. One of my rich friends in Tampa bought my other friend's house. Oh, why am I fucking telling you? Weight loss. Let's talk about weight loss. If you've been checking out my vlog, you know that I'm focused. If you've been listening to me, you know that I'm focused on December to lose some weight and to clean up my act and feel better about myself. Just be healthier. That's it. I just want to live long. I want to live to be 90. I want to live so that no one's at my funeral. Maybe that's not totally true. I want a lot of people at my funeral. I'd like a big funeral. I was actually laying in bed earlier going, should I have two funerals? Like maybe I have a funeral in LA and a funeral in Tampa. But then you don't want people going to your funeral going like, is this really his second funeral? Like he had one in LA, right? And you're like, yeah, but he figured there was a lot of people in Tampa that would want to say goodbye to him. And they're like, there's only like 40 people. And he's like, yeah, I know. You know, that's Bert. He's just big about parties. The weight loss has been going good. This is the other reason I don't do solo podcasts is because I spin out in these little improvs that are so just that only I find funny. All right. The weight loss is going good. I'm going to weigh in this morning. I'm not having a weigh in yet, but I'm going to weigh in this morning. I'm having my first cup of coffee. I love my wife. I love being married. And I'll tell you why. My wife just like cleaned house with coffee mugs and was like, I think I'm going to get rid of this NPR coffee mug. And I was like, what? I was like, I thought that was your favorite coffee mug. Nah, I don't even need it. What I didn't realize she was doing is she was filling our coffee mugs with these animated reindeer coffee mugs. And this morning I'm drinking out of Prancer. So really hot. I'm going to take you guys with me. I'm going to go get the girls donuts. So I'll take you guys with me, and that'll be part of the podcast, too. And I'll release this this morning. The reason I haven't been doing podcasts this week, and the reason I didn't do one this week, was that, you know, I just got in Friday, kind of decompressing Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and kind of, I got to be honest with you, man, I go through this reentry. I don't know if you go through it, but when I get home for the first time, there's like 2 days of like, putting my shit away and kind of like, but I have a lot of shit and I travel a lot. So I come home with like two suitcases, putting my shit away. I still have a suitcase in the yard. My wife makes me take my suitcases out to the yard because she doesn't like bed bugs. And so, and then Saturday and I'll be full, I mean, full disclosure, 100% about everything. I have nothing to hide. I have no fears. I haven't drank I drank Saturday. I know I said I was going to not drink when I got home, but I kind of thought to myself, I was like, "What? I don't want to not enjoy December." I think lifestyle change is not about cutting something out totally. It's about being able to monitor it and say, "Oh, I can let loose tonight. I don't want to be." I have friends that got sober and like totally sober, and they're fucking different people. But it's because the guy that was like, "Hey, you want to go fucking cut out and go get it on a boat and go fucking drink and go fishing?" And you're like, "Fuck yeah!" Like, that guy's dead to them now. He's like, "Would you like to go fishing?" And you're like, "Oh, okay." Like, the guy that kind their spontaneous side disappeared. My friends, I'm not talking about anyone else. I'm actually only talking about one person. It's a guy I had a dream about last night. But I was like, I don't want to lose that side of me. Like, not that I'll ever lose that side of me, but like, I don't want to just spend a month where I'm like white knuckling it the whole month. And I just want to be able to have fun. And so Saturday night, we went over and had a couple glasses of wine. I had three glasses of wine. Full disclosure. I had three glasses of wine. which I thought was nothing. My wife was like, "That's like a bottle." And so then I made the rule, this month I can have everything inside a bottle of wine except the last sip. That was my rule this month for myself. So, and anyway, three glasses of wine. I made some stew. I ate kind of healthy all day. I'm cool with eating healthy all day. My problem's nighttime, man. When you sit around for dinner, I love having dinner with my family. And I don't want to sit there and drink a shake or like make two separate meals. Luckily, Georgia loves fish. So I've been making fish for me in Georgia and then whatever those fucking thumb tongues Leanne and Isla like. "Oh, how about a biscuit and some gravy? Huh? You want some? I'll take chicken, but you better soak it in water and cook it in water." They're fucking both have redneck thumb tongues. So then that was Saturday. And then Sunday, I was real healthy. And then weighed in on Monday, I think, or Tuesday. Who fucking knows? I think probably Tuesday. And ate healthy both days. And man, I came in, I think I lost 8.8 pounds in like 3 days. I'm doing a weigh-in today. I've been really healthy. It feels good. It's so funny. I don't know if you're like me, but I'm a person of impulse. And when I feel depressed, and I do feel depressed, I think everyone feels depressed. Not like sincere depression that, you know, you hear some people talk about, but like just bummed out and like miss my family on the road. I eat to make myself feel better, and I drink to make myself feel better, and I feel better. I do feel better. But then the next day I feel like out of control. So good to wake up and feel like the first thing you think is like, "Oh, I wonder what I weigh today," because it's going to be good. Or to wake up and go, "Oh, I kind of want a big glass of water." Or wake up this morning and go, "I want a podcast." And so that's how I feel right now. I'm doing a bunch of different stuff. I'm vlogging all week. So if you haven't checked out my vlog, this isn't going to be a long podcast. I'm going to take you guys to go. Mona, come on in, Mona. It's fucking dogs. And so I'm vlogging all week. Now Priscilla just went sprinting to the back gate thinking someone's trying to break in. Now she's barking at our back gate. I don't know, you can't hear her. I'm vlogging all month. I'm dropping probably three a week. Only because it takes a little while for me to edit. I'm not the best editor. I think the edits are good, but it takes me a while to get there. Go to my YouTube channel and you can check them out. And that's really following the weight loss and what I'm doing day to day. The podcast is just for me to like kind of get off book and talk right now. I'm doing Rogan today. So I'll post this morning and check out Rogan live today. It is live. It was at 1:30 is when I'm heading over. And like I said, there's no rules for me. So if I want to drink over there, I'll drink. And if I want to get down, I'll get down. And nobody puts baby Bert and the birdie boy in the corner. And then we're going over to our friend Sandy's, have some dinner and fucking get loose, man. That's what life should be about, is a celebration. And I feel like I celebrate too much. Maybe I don't celebrate enough. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go get the girls some donuts. This is right now. We're only at like 8 minutes, 9 minutes tops. Take another sip of coffee. I hope you have a great day today. I really do. And we'll go get the girls some donuts, and then we'll come back. We'll surprise the girl with the donuts, and that'll be the end of the podcast. A little interactive, a little short one, a little something to just wet the whistle. Next week, Joey Diaz is on my podcast, so get excited. I was on Joey's yesterday, so go to Church of What's Happening Now, and if you want, you can listen to Joey tell me that the girl that fucked my two best friends got three dicks for the price of one. Joey's such a great fucking person, man. And there's so many facets to his personality that I often think his fans don't get to see, but I hate to say this, everyone fucking sees. He's just one of those guys that is just, he's who he is, and he can't be anything different. If he's mad at you, I get mad at people, but I don't share it. I bottle it up. Man, we talked about that hardcore in therapy today, this week. Maybe I'll fucking podcast one of my therapy sessions. My therapist is totally cool with it. I'm just afraid that I wouldn't be honest, you know? I'm honest. I'm real fucking honest. I talked about some real honest shit this week that I will not share here. I'm afraid that if I did a podcast of it, I'd just fucking lie. Just make it myself sound better. But that's part of the things that I'm trying to avoid in this vlog that I'm doing, is that if you watch vlogs, and I think a lot of you, myself included, are turned off from vlogs because they're kind of horseshit. They're faked. A lot of them are faked. Prank video. And it's not really a prank video, but they're playing it to 14-year-olds who don't give a fuck. But the other thing I don't like is they're ego-driven. I've been in television long enough that I know when you set up a shot and walked into it, but people don't. People watching an edit, their eyes kind of blink in and out of it, and they go, oh, he's there. Oh, there he is. He just went there. I don't want to just sit there and make some propaganda video of how fucking cool I am, because I'm not. Boy, am I not. I'm losing my hair, and I have to hide that from you every chance I get. I don't want anyone to see that I'm losing my hair. Bill Burr told me one time, you're not a fucking supermodel. Who gives a fuck? But it makes me embarrassed. I don't know. It brings me back to the first time I realized I was losing my hair. I was 22 years old, and I was sitting in a little parking structure with, not structure, it was like a little parking garage at our house on Amelia's Circle in Tallahassee. And I was with my girlfriend. This is a girl that ended up sleeping with all my friends. And not all my friends, just two of them. She married one of them. I should be fucking honest. And I asked her, I was like, am I losing my hair? This girl was kind of fucking cruel, by the way. I look back at my memories of her. She was kind of fucking cruel. She was like, oh, yeah, you're definitely losing your hair. By the way, I wasn't, okay? I've been using Rogaine since that day, since I was 22 years old. I went to the dermatologist that day, and I got a prescription for Rogaine. And I've been using it for 26 years, 43, 21 years. Why am I so fucking stupid? How come I can't do math very quickly? And I've been using it ever since. But I wasn't even losing my hair. I look at videos of Hurt Burt. By the way, I'm posting videos of Hurt Burt on my YouTube channel. If you want to see him, I just put the hockey one up. I look at the hockey one. I have a full fucking head of hair. I would never be like, oh, yeah, he's definitely balding. But she definitely took the opportunity to be like, oh, this is a great time to twist the knife a little bit. Anyway, you want to hear me play Ziggy Stardust? I was playing this last night. Oh, this is not Space Odyssey. This is my interpretation of Space Odyssey. Okay. I don't know why I decided to do this right now. I forget how it goes. Ground control to Major Tom. The best part is when he goes, wait. Ground control to Major Tom. Take those protein pills and put your helmet on. 3, 2, 1. It's a, such a great album, but this is the best part was when he goes. Wait, what the fuck? Anyway, that's it. I was playing it last night. It's funny when you got fucking. I don't. I'm sorry, the audio just went bad. I just tried to plug my thing in. It's funny when you got nothing but time on your hands. I've been working out a lot and playing the guitar and writing and editing and cleaning out my computer. When I feel like the other times when I come home off the road and I've been partying and I do still party and like I'm like bottle of wine at night. Who gives a fuck? No one's counting. A bottle of wine on the treadmill. It's funny. I feel overwhelmed with my life. And then when you kind of sheer off, I have a buddy who's, I won't tell you who he is only because that would be unfair. But man, he used to party hard as fuck and he lost custody of his son in the process and stopped partying. Because he wanted to get custody of his son. That was more important to him. And he fucking is now the biggest comedy producer in the country. Probably, arguably, inarguably. Arguably, inarguably. I don't know. All right, let's go get the girls' donuts, okay? I'm going to change tops, so it's going to sound a little different. But we're going to go get in the car, go get the girls' donuts, maybe listen to some music. Let's get down. Have a great day. All right, I hadn't ended. Don't go anywhere. All right, we're back. I'm going to get the girls donuts. I wonder if I can wear a robe to go get donuts. I'm definitely putting on my fucking Tampa Bay hat. Let's see. Oh, don't fall, guitar. Putting on my Tampa Bay hat. Putting on a sweatsuit. I'm staying in pajama pants. And I'm putting on flip-flops. Man cave, I'll be back. All right, you're out in the great blue yonder. It's my backyard. Sounds loud, doesn't it? Well, that's LA for you. You spend a lot of money and you get shit. Ow! Fuck. Morning, Gus. All right, I'm going to get the girls donuts, okay? You think I need to... I can wear pajama pants, right? Nobody cares. I slept with my wallet in my pocket last night, which reminded me of a Dimitri Martin joke. He's like, why do pajamas have pockets? But it's so funny. It's because, not to answer his joke, but you use your pockets towards the end of the night, and a lot of times at the end of the night, you're like... Oh, I want to keep my cell phone with me. I don't want to have to hold it in my hand all day. But then, of course, I know my wallet's in my bed because I took it out in the middle of the night. I was like, what the fuck's in my pocket? Do I have a tumor? Ground control to Major Tom. I need a sweatshirt. All right, I'm going to pause you. Don't. All right, you're back. All right, let's see. Car keys? You're probably like, I don't think I needed to hear all this, Bert. I could have just heard you in the car, jamming out to music. This is where I get in trouble. Why would the fucking car keys be in the... Hey, Leanne, where are the car keys? And you know what? If I couldn't find the car keys, I'd be in a lot of trouble right now. But when Leanne loses the car keys, everything's cool, right? Oh, you threw him off to the corner, huh? Put on a pair of flip-flops. I got my wallet. I'm in pajamas. I wish I had my other flip-flops right now, but I don't know where I put them. All right, I'm off. I'll be back in a couple minutes, baby doll. Right. Can you hear the difference in sound when I go outside and you hear Los Angeles? Oh, we left our door. Our car unlocked last night. Cool. You know, it's so funny. I had a guy one time tell me, a cop was like, when I lived in LA, my car got broken into and they shattered my window and like fucking ripped up my door. And I had a cop one time tell me, it's better just leave your car unlocked. If they want stuff, just let them get it. Keep your car empty. Oh, let's listen to some fucking music. Keep your car empty. And, use your device. Bluetooth. Bert Kreischer. Let's see what song was last played on my iPad. Unable to connect. What the fuck? Unable to connect. Connect. Connect, damn it. And he was like, let them just go through your car. If they want what they want, if they want something, they're just going to get it anyway. And I was like... I guess that's a good point, but I hate just giving up to thieves like that. Like just going, Just going like, oh, you guys win. It's all good. I appreciate that you guys need some shit. And let me just give it to you. Let's see what was on my phone last. You ready? Media. Right? Is that it? Play. What was Bert listening to last? Probably a podcast. I listened to that podcast that Joe did with that girl that shits in boxes. Oh, seatbelt's not on. It's a good fucking podcast. This is a good podcast if you have ADD, because I'm not staying on one subject at all. Let's see. We're hitting play. What was Bert listening to last? Oh, shit. Yup. Real talk, motherfucker. Welcome to the ATL, bitch. When you see me in the streets, remember you don't know me. You don't know me. Nigga. Hey! You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. T.I., but you don't know me. But you don't know me. Just for the record, if I was by myself, I would definitely be singing the N-word. You know what? I feel I have the right to. I bought the album. T.I., I think that's an agreement we made in the studio that when he recorded the N-word, he understood that white kids were going to listen to it, and that when they had their headsets in, white kids, I'm fucking 43. But that's part of the agreement. It's a silent agreement we make with hip-hop artists like 50 Cent and Kanye. I'm Kanye. Anyway, let's let that be the theme of today. Because I don't feel like anyone knows me. Oh, that's totally a lie. But I do feel like when sometimes people judge me, and they judge me based on things that I like I did a podcast one time with Barry Katz, and I love Barry. I have no ill will towards Barry whatsoever. But at one point, the thing is like, are you ready to admit you're an alcoholic? And I was like, no. And all I heard was T.I. just in the background. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. Oh, it's fucking beautiful out right now. Oh, it's beautiful. I love sunrises. This is one reason to stay on the wagon. You get a good night's sleep unassisted. An unassisted sleep, by the way, is no Ambien, no Xanax, no NyQuil, no booze. It's just you closing your eyes to the world, saying, dear sweet world, I am gone for 7 hours, and I'm going to see what this interior fucking cerebral cortex has to offer for an adventure. And tonight, I'm fucking catching fish out of the inside of a house with an old black man. That's what I did last night. I caught fish on a net. Oh, I'm not going to run it. I caught fish off a net with an old black man inside a house, and we were listening to Coldplay. And he just kept telling me, it's amazing that they think what this is what Tampa is. Oh, fucking Yum Yums is packed. I'll bring in my pocket. No one will fucking know. It'll be so fucking... This. By the way, this might die in the middle of this. But yeah, so anyway, that's the theme of today. When your boss... I said boss. I'm assuming everyone has an office job. When your boss is like... He's like, listen, I'm going to need you to stay late. Just go like... You don't know me. You don't know me. It's an impressive statement for T.I., who's 5'5", 130 pounds, to say, what you looking at, pussy? You don't know me. Oh, Yum Yums is fucking packed. Go ahead, young lady. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm trying to be... Oh, okay. I guess I'll go. I'm too nice to people. All right, you're going in my pocket. You ready? I'm going to be like Donnie Brasco. I've always wanted to do this for a podcast, by the way. It takes someone in my pocket. All right, let's go. In my pocket. Oh, Yum Yum's is fucking packed. Oh, I hope this works. How you doing, sir? Beautiful morning, huh? I love the winters in L.A. How you guys doing? Doing live?
How you doing? I need 6 donuts. Lots of sprinkles, lots of frosting. We'll go... Let's go chocolate rainbow. Chocolate purple. Chocolate chocolate. The, oh yeah, you got it. No, the, this one, I'm sorry. They don't like the cake batter. And let's go white, rainbow. And you don't have a, let's go one more white rainbow. And I think, I hope that should be good for them. That's 5? Let me get, let's do a couple more than 6. Is that okay? What are these? Let's do just straight pink. Just pink frosting. I think that's what they like. And then me and a couple glazed. One more glazed. And let me get a pink fluffy icing. Now, I should have just gotten a dozen. All right, I'm done. Don't let me get any more donuts. It's just 2 kids. No. This kind. Sorry. Oh yeah, no, just pink though. Don't you have just pink right here to the right there? Sorry. Yep, that's what, perfect. Now we're good. 2 kids, they're gonna get diabetes. Look at those baby ones. Oh, what's my damage? Can I give you a credit card, please? Hear about this shooting? Horrible, right? Absolutely horrible. Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day, okay? Thank you, guys. All right. Did it work? Did you hear any of that? Did you hear any of that? Was it enjoyable? Was it fun to listen to someone order donuts? Holy shit. I gotta be honest with you. Don't underestimate the small stuff. I listened to this guy, Colt Cabana, order a fucking sub at Subway one time on Periscope. I know it's amazing what we'll pass off as entertainment, but I was fucking enthralled. And I gotta be honest with you, I learned something. You know what Colt Cabana does? Colt Cabana takes... Here we go, let's get that over here. Colt Cabana gets a foot-long chicken on a 6-inch... Let's see if I can put... I wish I could put this somewhere. Colt Cabana gets a... Fuck, have the levels been through the roof on this? Sorry. Colt Cabana gets a foot-long chicken on a 6-inch roll and then gets the bread dug out. And he doesn't get any, like he gets him to dig out the bread like I saw in The Biggest Loser one time. Wonder if that girl still does that. Weight loss is hard, man. Lifestyle change is hard. I made a joke on my thing. I think I'm going to use it on stage, but I definitely didn't think it out when I said it on my vlog. That it would be easier for me to seamlessly merge into a homosexual lifestyle than a healthy lifestyle. I really genuinely... God damn, there's a lot of traffic. Oh, you know what I hate? When you, like, pull yourself out into the intersection a little bit, and a guy just scooches forward, like, not on my watch, asshole. And you're like, I'm not asking to cut you off or ruin your fucking day. I'm just asking to get in where I fit in, fool. I knew you were a markup at your high school. Okay, look. You know what? Be a Christian about your driving in Los Angeles, Bert. How about these fucking gunmen, man? This is horrible. I mean, here's my problem that I have with this gun control shit is that clearly we have a fucking problem. Everyone has to acknowledge we have a fucking problem. However, I shoot guns and I really enjoy it. And I do enjoy it. And I don't want my gun. I don't even own a gun. My wife owns a gun. Like, oh shit. Like, if you try to take my gun away, I'd be like... They took T.I.'s guns away. They took all his guns away and then took him to prison. Man, talk about... Is this just the instrumental? Oh, no. Okay, let's see if we can... 8,000, 8,000, ate us out. I'll tell you another really good one. This is a great fucking T.I. song right here. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. Bring them out, bring them out. 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 Bring them out. By the way, that's all the Jay-Z you get in this song. That sucks. Like, when I first listened to this song, I was like, oh my God, Jay-Z. And then he's right off the beginning. You're like, oh, I'm expecting a mad freestyle that he didn't have to scribble on a piece of paper because that's who Jay-Z is. Nope. That's it. Bring him out. Bring him out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. That's it. What do you think? $300,000? $700,000? It's a big price. Anyway, my gun control rant. I don't really have one because I'm not politicized. I can see the sides of every argument. I don't know why. I think it's because I don't have a firm opinion. I think that's because my dad, when I was younger, whenever I said I had an opinion, my dad would tell me I was a fucking asshole. Like, not as a dick, but he'd be like, don't be a fucking asshole. Like the Iraq war. He's like, don't be a fucking asshole. This Saddam Hussein guy's a fucking dick and he deserves to be exterminated. And I was like, that sounds like imperialist thinking. My dad's like, no, you're an idiot. I'm not a fascist. You're an idiot. You think that everything you've read in books is right. And you think that you want your own Vietnam War. Well, guess what? The Vietnam War was fucked and this war isn't. Go to your room and sit with your thoughts until you can come down and listen and I'll tell you what's going on in the world. And I went to my room. I was like, I think it must have been like 16, 17. I sat in my room. God damn, it's a beautiful sunrise. I got to take a picture of this. I sat in my room. And I went, man, you know, I don't really know anything about Iraq. Oh, guess what? You get to be here for the fucking donut giveaway. Girls are awake. I remember being like, I know about Iran. Like, I remember there was a song, bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. If we really can. That was back in the 80s when hatred was cool to put on the radio. I remember those days. Have I had a runny nose all day? Is this making you sick to your stomach? Am I talking too fast for fucking 6:15 in the morning? And so I went down and I said, you know, I don't even know where Iraq is. I go, and he was like, yeah, exactly. I said, I don't really even know what's going on. He's like, exactly. And he's like, why did you have those thoughts? I said, well, I don't know. I wanted, because I'm a hippie. I like the idea of being a hippie. My dad's like, well, fucking sit down and I'll tell you what this guy does to his people. And he did. And I was like, holy shit. You ready to hear this? Girls getting donuts. And that's how we'll end this. I hope this is enjoyable. I'll do them every morning if you like it. Just tell me you like it and I'll do it every single fucking morning. Oh, gosh. Well, that was a fun jog. Went jogging this morning. That's all I did. Or did I buy donuts? Did I buy donuts? Did I buy donuts? Oh, do girls want donuts? That was not the reveal I was looking for. I was looking for more excitement. You just woke up? What did you dream about last night?
I don't know.
Oh, here, I have a question. Are you wearing pants? Is that a cold hand? Is that a cold hand? All right. I love you, girls. Eat some donuts. What's up, baby? Hey, tell me if I got the right ones, because I just got a lot of the sprinkled covered ones and some glaze. Are we good?
Yep.
Okay, we're good? Go? Did you just tell me to go? Did you just slap me and hit me go? Did you say you slap me and hit me go?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, baby. I love you.
Me too.
Do I get a thank you, Isla, with a hug attached to it?
No.
Do I get a hug with a thank you attached to it?
Grandpa.
You are out of your mind. All right, Leanne. End of the podcast. Do we have any ads we want to put in?
Yeah, you have an ad for... Audible, but
I won't put it in on this one. I'll put it in one on with Joey next week.
Oh, okay, it has to be done though next week.
Has to be done next week.
Yeah.
Why? When does it have to be done by?
First 2 weeks in December.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you heard it here. Just go to Audible. I don't know all the information. I'm sure it's like Bert Cast. What is it?
audible.com/birdcast. That's a free one, Audible. That's just a little teaser. I'll put a real ad in when people are listening, because I know people don't listen to these solo ones. All right, I'm back into the man cave. I like those. They're called adventure casts, where I go out and do something, and I record it. I might do more of that. Hopefully, can I do this? Can we do this? Can we agree to agree that... Oh, I'm going to do a fucking... All right. And by the way, can we just agree that if you like it, tell me what you like about it, and if you don't like it, tell me what you don't like about it. Or tell me, hey, Bert, you know what's cool is... I like what you did here. I like what you did here. Don't do more of that. That was kind of annoying. Don't say annoying, or you can say annoying, because I trust you. All right. This is the very end of the podcast. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Oh, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to do this. My buddy, and not to take this down a notch, but it's life is good. And you guys all know I lost my buddy. You guys all know I lost my buddy, Croy. I've talked about him a number of times. His name is Croy. I'm not going to not say his name because I'm afraid that... He wrote a book. Before he passed, he wrote a book. He had promised to his dad in 2011 he's going to write a poem every day. And you may go, Bert, I don't want to hear a poem. But you know what? I'm just going to flip to a page, read a poem of Croy's. It's a book called Named After an Island, a poems by Croy Ben Lazzara. You can buy it online. I have a link on my Facebook. I just opened it up. Here we go. This is how we'll end today. By the way, I'm not really good at reading poems, so Croy, if you're up there listening to this and I butcher this poem, I'm sorry, buddy. All right. I woke up this morning, felt I'd been wrong on just about everything. I hope I'm not right about that. Fear may be, but why start now? Who do you ask about such a feeling? Only you know and can say the answer if I can form the answer. All right. That's my buddy Croy Lazzara. Check out his book, Named After an Island. It's a pretty big book. A bunch of pictures in it, too. It's kind of like in memory of him. Have a great day. Have a fantastic day. Have one healthy choice, the way I'm living my day-to-day, and get down. I'm going over to Rogan's in a few hours, and I promise you I will have a good time. Tune in live. Watch it on Ustream or YouTube, wherever he's putting it these days. And new podcast next week. I might even hit you with another one of these early morning podcasts probably this weekend. I'm in Irvine. I'm in Irvine all weekend. Should have said that earlier because I doubt anyone's still listening. I'm in Irvine all weekend. So go to Irvine if you want to come see me. My wife will be at the Saturday Late Show. So if you want to meet my wife and hang out with our friends, come to Saturday Late Show and you can come over to the Yard House with us. Or probably just hang out at Umami Burger. Oh, fuck, they got a new mommy burger there. Oh, I'm never going to last on this diet. Fuck, the road's going to be hard. All right, and that's it. I love you. This episode was brought to you by The Machine.